Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Lee with NACHO, National Association of County and City Health Officials. Thank you for joining us today for the informational call on the 2017-2018 Building Capacity for Oral Health Fluoridation Equipment in Local Communities. So just wanted to thank you for taking the time for considering and applying for this opportunity. We had awarded 6 recipients in the first round that we put out earlier in the year, and we're thrilled to be able to provide this additional funding opportunity for other communities to partake in this opportunity. So just want to let you know that for this call, we will not be going into the details of the request for proposals, but would like to highlight particular points as there are some additional information that is a little bit different than the first round that we provided earlier in the year. We also have our CDC colleagues on the call who will also be fielding questions from the group. For those of you that are not familiar with us, NACHO represents the nearly 3,000 local departments across the United States. Our mission is focused on being a leader, partner, catalyst, and voice for local departments around the nation. Our mission is to support efforts that protect and improve the health of all people in all communities by promoting national policy, developing resources and programs, seeking health equity, and supporting effective local public health practice and systems. NACHO recognizes the public health benefits of community water fluoridation as a safe and cost-effective measure for preventing tooth decay. It encourages communities to fluoridate water systems at levels optimal for protection against tooth decay. As many of you know, tooth decay is one of the most common chronic diseases in children and adults. Community water fluoridation is a public health measure that benefits individuals of all ages and socioeconomic groups, especially those without access to regular dental care. I will now turn it over to my colleague, Tiara Smith, who will talk a little bit more of the details related to the request for proposal.
Hi, I'm Tiara Smith. I'm a program analyst here at NACHO on environmental health. And I just wanted to go over a few key things as far as filling out the application. So when filling out the application form, please be sure to address every section of the application, including the subparts, and please be concise and thorough. Applications will be accepted on our applications website, and they can also be submitted via email with the fillable application. Letters of support are required and can be submitted as a PDF format. And in the application site, there is a space where you can upload those documents. Please be sure to review NACHO's standard contract language. On the application site, there is a link on that main page to the contract language. And make sure your organization will be able to sign and return to us within 30 days of receiving the contract if you're selected. No portion of this funding can be used to defray operating expenses, including but not limited to expenses such as building modifications, other than minor work to accommodate equipment installation, tools, except custom tools fabricated by the equipment manufacturer and necessary for installation, personnel labor, the purchase of fluoride additive products, or the purchase of laboratory and/or testing supplies. Following RFP guidelines, funding will be provided as reimbursement. No funding is available for upfront purchasing of the needed equipment. Also, when completing the application online through NACHO's application site, once you get to the end of your application, it may appear as if the application has not submitted. You may get to a point where the screen just says saving. It has submitted, although it looks like it's just saving. You will receive a confirmation email letting you know that we do have it. Also, on the application site, there is an FAQ located on the left side of your screen that answers a lot of the common questions that we have received about the RFP and the project. So now I want to open it up for questions. Does anybody have any questions about the application process?
this is Jen. I will also just mention that on the application website, there is a link that will take you to frequently asked questions. It'll say, I think, view FAQ. And we've categorized the types of questions that we've been receiving from the first round as well as from this round as well. And they're broken into seven categories at this point, accessing and submitting an application, application content, budget, equipment, letters of support, application procedure, and template. So just as an FYI, we do have an area for frequently asked questions with the responses there for reference for you all as well. The other thing to note is that we slightly modified the funding range per recipient. In the first round, it was between $2,000 and $35,000 per recipient or applicant. We have bumped it up to $40,000, so the range is now between $2,000 and $40,000. Chip, Cassie, or Nicole, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, this is Nicole from CDC Division of Rural Health. I can't think of anything specific other than just to echo how excited we are to be working with you on this and to make this opportunity available, and we're looking forward to receiving lots of applications. And yeah, if you have any questions, now is a great time to ask them.
Great. Thanks, Nicole.
Hi. This is Varane Farrow from Tennessee. How many grant opportunities will there be?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again?
How many grant opportunities will there be?
You mean how many
will be given out?
Award recipients
awarded.
Are we going to? That'll depend. It'll really depend on the funding requested per applicant. But we have about $370,000 available for part of this funding.
Thank you.
But since the range is from $2,000 to $40,000, it's hard to predict at this point.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Sure, you're welcome. Other questions or points of clarification needed?
This is Kip. The one thing I would say on how many awards there will be, the awards we gave last time tended to be more on the smaller, not larger size. So there was a number of them. The other thing is that the number of applicants tend to be really restricted by those communities that are ready to sort of shovel ready, move forward. So it's not like we have thousands of applications. We have a very focused application, so I would very much encourage you if you have a project that you think you can move forward, I would very much encourage you to make an application.
Another point is related to those that have applied in the first round but were not selected. We would encourage you to apply again, and if you're interested in receiving a summary of the reviewer comments, that is something that we can make available.
And other questions? Nicole again, and I'll just also add that we were pleased to be able to provide assistance to a number of communities last year, and that we were able to increase the amount of funds that could be dedicated to providing awards this year. And again, welcome applications, because the greater the need that is demonstrated, the easier it is for us to make a case that of how important this is, and to make the case for why more funds are needed in the future.
Hi, this is Linda from Vermont. Can you hear me?
Yes.
My question is, we had several plants apply last year, so I think they would be really interested in receiving the summary of why they didn't weren't accepted for the award. So do we email you, or what would be the address?
If you could send an email to Tiara Smith, and her email address is tsmith@nato.org.
Okay.
We'd be happy to provide those comments.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Sarah from Iowa. I had a question about the average amount that is awarded. Do you have an average of what's been given?
That is a good question. I believe the funding in the first round ranged from below $10,000 all the way up to $35,000, which was the max in the first round per recipient. Other questions?
Yeah, real quickly, Perry from Michigan, just confirming that this is for both replacement of existing or new installation of fluoridation equipment?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda again from Vermont.
Sure.
So, if I remember correctly, when I was reading the application, analyzers are not included in replacement equipment or new equipment. Is that correct?
Kip, did you want to chime in on this one?
In the first round, we did not include continuous analyzers as eligible, because we viewed that as more of a laboratory issue, and we were not funding laboratory. But in this second round, we do state that continuous analyzers may be purchased if they are included as part of a feed equipment replacement package. So if you're coming forward for just a continuing analyzer, we would not consider that a correct application. But if you're saying we need to replace our feed pump and we want to have a continuous analyzer that we would like to purchase to work with that, that would be considered eligible. Just so you understand, the intent here is to really make sure that small water systems have funds to be able to replace feed equipment. So if a continuous analyzer is part of that focus, then it can definitely be part of the package.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, it does, Kip. Thank you.
Chip, I got a subject question to that, Perry in Michigan again. If components needed to integrate a current analyzer with the dosing equipment through SCADA, would that then fit in that envelope of qualification also?
Let me just stop and make sure that I've got the right answer before I open my mouth. I think that the way what we had discussed, we don't have anything here which would preclude you using that for connecting to SCADA. But we do say that. I do want to point out that SCADA can sometimes be quite expensive. So if all you're really doing is wanting to have a continuous analyzer plus the connections to a SCADA system, that would definitely be something that would be fundable. But if you're wanting to put in programming for how the control of the pump would be, that would probably be putting the cost of this over the limit that we would say is a maximum funding allowable. So you really have to sort of look at that and say, if we're going to be using this for a continuous analyzer plus the SCADA connection, you really want to be focusing on that being only the equipment modules and not the ancillary programming and logic management that would control that process.
Very good. Thank you.
This is Sarah from Iowa again. I was wondering if you see this being a yearly grant, or is it just dependent on funding?
I'll say both. We hope that it'll be yearly, but it is dependent on funding.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for jumping in.
This is Kip Duchon. I'm going to add to what Nicole said. We are very hopeful that this becomes an annual funding tool. We do encourage applications, because the more applications that we get actually demonstrates the greater need. And by demonstrating greater need, it establishes the importance of this program.
Other questions for us? Okay, well, hearing none, then I think we're going to wrap up this informational call. But Phil, do not hesitate to reach out to either Tierra or myself. Tierra is tsmith@nato.org, and my email address is jli info@nacho.org. So feel free to reach out to us with any questions or inquiries or any clarification that you might need as you're considering submitting your application. So just a reminder that we do have this new application website. Please visit it, explore with it, make sure you're able to log in and get access to it. If for some reason you're having issues or difficulty, we can send you the fillable form via email. And just let us know if you have any questions. Again, I echo the CDC's comments. You know, please consider applying for this opportunity. If we aren't able to demonstrate the need or the value, then unfortunately sometimes the funding goes away. But if we can demonstrate that there is momentum and need out there, then the likelihood of providing additional funding in the future is that much more greater. So I would like to thank our CDC colleagues, Kip, Kathy, and Nicole, for being on to help field with questions and provide clarification. We look forward to getting your applications, and again, don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.